Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying You Are Significance, Know Who You Are in Christ, Part 3, based on the book Your Identity in Christ by Neil T. Anderson. In this session, we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. The transition in my life, my family, from Boston to Miami was quite an experience. Massachusetts style of business was very formal and even cold at times. Miami style was very informal and warm. I worked according to the old way until I became familiar with the new way. The old way, what I learned growing up around Boston and the workplace, was that when you did business, you came to an agreement, you would write out a contract, it would be reviewed by both sides, and it would be signed, and then it would be official, and then you move forward. That's what I knew. Well, when I moved to Miami and started doing business in Latin America, well, it was very informal. You could be at dinner, you could be having a couple of cocktails, and you have a discussion, and you come to an agreement, and you write down the information on a napkin. That's considered binding in that relationship. The same force as the contract that was written out and reviewed and signed, that napkin was as good and in force as the other. That was a change in doing business, but that was the way that it was done sometimes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But we will continue as we did before salvation until we gain a true knowledge of God and our relationship to Him." We're new creations, but the flesh is still there. No longer in Adam, but now in Christ. No longer under the authority of Satan, but now under the authority of God. We have a ministry of reconciliation, helping fallen humanity find the bridge to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation." What does that make us? Well, essentially, it makes us peacemakers. It's a special work, but it's a difficult work. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." First, the work of a peacemaker must be understood. Anyone can divide, but only God's grace brings unity. Anyone can judge, but only God's perspective sees the good. The entire New Testament promotes reconciliation. Well, what is reconciliation? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling to the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Not imputing their trespasses to them. God does not tolerate sin, and the church is clearly instructed to discipline those who walk in sin. Well, I guess they're going to do it anyway, so just accept it. No! God does not wink at sin. His way is in verse 21. "For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." That is the heart of the gospel message. Jesus has already dealt with sin on the cross. We can be reconciled to God by faith. Our sins are now counted against Christ. Power is available to live a righteous life by the Holy Spirit. And then second, the problem of a peacemaker must be understood. Sin is a symptom of the real problem. Separation from God is the issue. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 down to verse 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. If you stop walking in the Spirit, a moment, the flesh becomes evident. And yet, the deeds of the flesh are only a symptom of a deeper issue. How do we deal with the real problem? Well, Galatians 5, verse 24. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. How much involvement have you seen in your old nature? How much improvement have you seen in your old nature since you came to Christ? None. It cannot be improved at all. A person must have a bypass. Heart bypass surgery around the old nature must be done by walking in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. And then third, the goal of a peacemaker must be understood. Sin should be confronted. What's the motive in confrontation? Love confronts sin to help sinners get right with God. Hate exposes sin to hurt sinners in our pride. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Christians need to pay close attention to Ephesians 4:29. Otherwise, verse 30 is at issue. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. How we handle our tongues brings life or death. James chapter 3, verse 1, down to verse 12. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive the stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he's a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Also look at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts many things, and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth both fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Where is significance? As ambassador. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God's ambassador represents his citizenship in heaven, and God's ambassador represents his leader, Jesus Christ. And then fourth, the sincerity of a peacemaker must be understood. John 13, verse 35. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Sinners love to be around Jesus, but the hypocrites couldn't stay. Today, hypocrites fill the churches, and sinners stay away. Believers cannot be both ambassadors and hypocrites. You have a great day.